Welcome back to another episode of Roundtable Talks. It's your normal host tonight at 3:05 a.m. I'm Gids.
And this is Leo.
Yeah, we're going to just be telling a few stories. We know we wanted to start off kind of slow and just build our way into the bigger stories. So we kind of wanted to give like an intro sort of about our preferences and stuff like that. And then throw a few stories out that, you know, I feel like this podcast is definitely going to be related more to people our age, and especially people I feel like a little younger than us.
Yeah.
Who are going to be like trying to figure out like how, like, they can go into high school. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Going into high school or like slightly postgraduate.
Yeah. And I mean, these stories are just for entertainment. I mean, we're not admitting to doing any of this stuff. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just stuff that we just made up, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
of course, all for storytelling purposes and for entertainment.
Yeah, of course. So we just wanted to start off with, we were just thinking, we're like, we just want to go back to a time, just like a fun thing to do with your friends, which is just dare each other to do stuff on like a random thing. This kind of started off, we were at what, Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah, of course.
You know, classic. Just some of the boys, just, you know, chilling, enjoying some things, you know what I'm saying? And we just thought to each other, we're like, why don't we just dare each other to just do stupid shit?
Random shit.
And just see where this goes. And I remember we had some pretty good ones to do. Leo, you wanna talk about one of the ones you did?
Well, one of the first dares we did was leaving the Buffalo Wild Wings in a car. We passed by this vitamin shop. I'm like, what if I just like walked in there and asked for drugs? And of course, one of the boys jumped on the idea. I was like, okay, go in there and just ask for drugs. So of course, your boy is slightly inebriated. Of course, drunk for the lesser mind people out there. And I walked in and I just, you know, recording my phone for proof, of course, of this story, asked, do you have any Zans in sale? And the ladies, of course, back behind the counter was like, wait, what'd you say? I said, you have any Zans, you know, Xanax for sale? He's like, no, you probably have to get a prescription for that. I was like, really? You need Xanax prescriptions to buy them? He's like, yes, of course you do. They're not an over-the-counter drug. And I was like, oh, so y'all don't have any Zans? And she said, of course not. We don't sell under-counter prescription. She's like, oh, okay. So I just walked out.
You know, didn't laughing. Didn't you mention something about how you're going to ask a drug dealer for it or something?
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll just, you know, ask the local drug dealer. I think his name was like Pablo.
And I think she was like, oh yeah, I think that might work or something. Yeah, that's funny.
She said, no, we don't sell them, but I hope you find. She actually said, I hope you find what you're looking for. Oh, that's what
she said. Yep, you're right.
And I was like, yeah, I guess I'll just ask the local drug dealer, Pablo, for him. And she was like, oh, well, I hope you get them. Which was very reassuring for me.
And that's just, I mean, for people who don't know, we live in Florida, which, Florida's just a wild place
If any state were to be personified as a crackhead, besides maybe California, which is literally stupid as fuck.
Yeah, that's just Florida stupid. Florida is more than
the crackhead of the United States.
You look up, I'm sure people have seen this trend before, but look
Florida
up.
Florida man,
and then your birthday, and you will find the literally funniest fucking things. Anything. Like, let's, you know what, just for the sake of it, let's just look up our birthdays, you know. Don't give out too much information, but we'll go with it. Yeah, Leo, look up your birthday real quick. See what pops up for Florida man for your birthday. You don't have to say your birthday aloud if you know you don't want to be attacked or something.
Of course.
So mine is, I'll give out my birthday. My birthday is February 6th, so you guys can wish me happy birthday. But my first thing that pops up is Florida man tries to run over son who wouldn't take a bath, deputies say. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with it, but, you know, I guess you run over your child for not taking a bath. I guess you got to respect Florida for that. What about you?
I think Florida took a day to really remember, you know, a fallen soldier, because mine is just authorities arrest 22-year-old Florida man in connection with rapper XXX shooting death.
Oh, yeah, that's
so not that. So mine is a little bit heavier, but still. What the fuck?
Yeah, why? Just try out your birthdays. You'll find some random stuff.
Yes. The Florida man is just an impeccable creature who has undeniable taste and unique crime. Yeah. It's just really questionable in most circumstances.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, something that's kind of weighing on me is, you know, you've heard the recent news about TikTok. I know you're not on TikTok, But, yeah. I mean, as you know, most people are HR. The whole thing about it getting banned for being a Chinese app, Trump wants to ban it? Like, what are we thinking about that?
I don't know. I honestly, I'm fine with it because most of the TikToks I see are so fucking stupid. I wish that the people who made them were never famous. It's just so bad. I used to think that, like, it was TikTok or Vine, TikTok, the Musical.ly, but now I'm starting to think it's just Vine, and then the rest of them are just stupid as hell.
Yeah. Well, now I heard Microsoft's trying to buy TikTok, so I don't know how that's going to affect.
Hopefully, that'll make it so there aren't any more data leaks.
Well, yeah, that's
TikTok is a major
data leak. I don't put TikTok on my phone. That's scary. How much stuff they, like, go for, bro? Like they say, if you have, like, a banking app on your phone, you shouldn't have TikTok on there. So I'm like, all right, well.
The major data leak through that
to
China, which is.
Yeah, I'm not trying to have China have my bank account. You know how sketchy they are already. Yeah. But just speaking of Microsoft, though, this is time for the PS5 versus the
Xbox Series X,
which they really messed up with the name. Like, to be honest, though. Yeah. Like, no one knows the name of the new Xbox, but Xbox Series X, is that what it's
called? Yeah, which is kind of a double entendre.
Like, yeah, it's because they already have the Xbox One X, so now they're just adding a, it's like,
a Series
X. At least, like, PS4 went with just PS5, so, like, you know exactly where they're going to work. But, like, so what are you thinking, pluses and minuses of both?
I'm thinking, I've heard that they're up to par with lower-end graphics of, like, you know,
PCs
and all that, but, like, if you really want PC level specs, just buy a fucking PC. Because at this point, the new consoles are the same price as a good range PC. You know, the 500 range. You can build a pretty good PC for that price. So why buy a fucking console when you can customize a PC?
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, this is coming from a person who has only used consoles his whole life. Of course, starting with the tried and true Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, classic. I think we've all started classic. With that.
Like,
yeah.
you can't start in gaming
Wii was incredible. Wii Sports.
All that shit.
Mario Kart. Grow up with that, you really had, like, I can see why you might be a little off.
Yeah,
I think
especially in this day and age.
That was a good foundation, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I heard the Xbox is going to come in, like, $100 under the PS5.
Which is a big
And it's going to have, and technically it has better specs, too. So this is, like, this is Xbox's way of trying to get back, because obviously I think I'm an Xbox. I use Xbox, but I think people can agree that PS4 won the Xbox versus PS4 battle this time around.
Yeah, speaking statistically, yes.
Oh, it was like, I think PS4 sold like more than double the amount.
So many more PlayStation 4s, which good on them. Like, that's all marketing and specs, but like Xbox/Microsoft really has to make a comeback this year.
And I think Xbox really is trying to, I think they're not going to make as much money, but I think they more care about getting people into, like, their ecosystem. Because they said that every backwards compatible game on the Xbox One, like, any Xbox 360 games are good for the next Xbox. Any Xbox One games are good for the Xbox One Series X. Any, like, headsets, any, like, remotes, any of that stuff is going to work with the new one. PS4, or for the PS5, on the other hand, they said that you can only use the PS4 controller for PS4 games. And you're only going to be able to use a select amount of PS4 games on the PS5. Because they said, we want you to buy the PS5 controller so you get the like, in-depth sensitivity. We don't want you to, like, lose the quality of a PS5 game by using a PS4 controller.
Which, honestly, a big selling point of major company products is versatility.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm able to use old headsets, old controllers, especially old games, I don't have to rebuy or buy remastered editions or new editions and all that shit, is a very big selling point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I probably won't end up getting the new Xbox or PS5, but I would get the Xbox just because I'm not gonna buy a $60 game again.
Yeah, of course. Another new selling point is, like, of course, since the beginning of time, I don't know about the original, but the 360, you had to pay for Xbox Live, of course, right? Mm-hmm. With the PlayStation 3, it was basically free live.
Yeah.
But then as soon as the Xbox, or the PlayStation 4 arrived, there was PS Plus, which really killed the whole momentum that PlayStation had on, we have the upper hand, because they don't have to pay for live. And They had a few good exclusives.
That was the big thing, is they had Spider-Man, which was a big exclusive. They had exclusive to Sony. They had Call of Duty, which they would get like stuff 2 weeks early. They had, I think, they had some. They had one game where they got it like a. What game was that? There was one game where they got something a year before everything else. It was like a one. It was like a Call of Duty game, and for one of the versions of the game, you had to wait a whole year before Xbox was going to be able to play it. It's like, to me, that's insane. But I mean, that's how they get people to PS4.
Yes, exclusivity is what makes people want to buy certain consoles. And people like YouTubers, even celebrities, mainstream media, mainstream like public figures, they all need everything the day it comes out or even beforehand. So exclusivity gives them that exact thing when they need it, when they want it, which is a good selling point.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure like. I'm sure because I'm just questioning how coronavirus is going to affect this because, you know, like, obviously people have been cooped up inside a lot, but people also don't have as much money to spend. So I'm wondering how it's going to affect it. I mean, coronavirus, I mean, for us personally, I'm sure you were in the house a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. So I'm quarantined much of the day.
Yeah, I mean.
Alone to myself.
I mean, yeah, coronavirus was, this thing just came out of nowhere. I remember March, we were thinking, oh, yeah, it's just going to be like two weeks, a month.
I remember back all the way in, like, December, January, looking at this, and it's like, wow, there's only 50, wow, there's so many cases, 50 cases in the U.S., and now it's a million point two, with 150,000 deaths, which is
I think we're up to 4 million cases in the U.S.
Holy shit, I believe. I am behind. But
I need to do the research, but I'm pretty sure that it's 18 million worldwide, and I believe it's 4 million in the U.S., but I mean.
Which is staggering, but also not everything is reported correctly.
Yeah, 4.8 million cases in the United States.
Which is insane, but as long as the death rate stays low.
Death rate is really hopeful, low right now.
Because if you get the sickness and you're out for a few weeks, but you get out of it, that's all that really counts. Yes, the weeks that you spent sick were hard and terrible, and I know some people get it really bad, but if you make it through, that's all the better for you, because it's much harder to get it the second time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's obviously sucks and stuff, and, like, obviously, it's, like, a terrible thing, but it's just such a weird thing. Like, you expect, like, a big, like, pandemic disease to be something that's, like, Ebola, it's like killing everybody, but it's like coronavirus, like young people can literally go around and get it and be completely fine, but then old people will die. It's like it's like you would never expect this to be like the pandemic to affect us.
Also there's every now and again an outlier like product of this disease where like a super fit young person will die from it and it'll shock everyone, like he's been fit and healthy his whole life. How did he get sick and die from it? Or like an old person will be super sick or like smoke their whole life and die and like survive. It's like, yeah, how do they survive?
Yeah, there's like a 90, and it'll like scare, a 90-some-year-old girl.
It'll scare again. Both demographics and really shift all the focus out of like whack.
Yeah, what do you think about schools coming back? That's going to be the weird one. Oh, yeah. I mean, we got a lot of cases, but we're still going back to school. What do you think? How do you think that's going to affect it?
Oh, I personally know that 99% of the kids who come back to school, even in private schools, so I'm thinking about in public schools, 99.9% will not take the pandemic seriously whatsoever. There'll be a few, like,
people,
vigilant people, but the rest will not care at all because I'm young. There's no way I'm going to die. So the people that do die from it will be, oh, it's a sad loss. But the people who are like, oh, I'm not going to die and that don't get it will be like, see, I didn't actually get it. Yeah. And they'll question like how lethal it is until it kicks up again and hits, I don't know, 5 million, 6 million.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's definitely going to be one of those things where, like, if people aren't careful, it can go really out of control. Okay. Especially colleges coming back.
Colleges coming back where literally no one gives a fuck, which is expected, honestly. If me and you were to be in college right now, I wouldn't give a fuck either.
I'm going to be honest.
Which is a sad reality, but it's also the fucking reality.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about that. You can't tell a couple, well, not even a couple, tens of millions of college people or college students who are young and at the peak of their life, no, you can't go out at all. You can't socialize. You can't be with your friends. You can't meet new people because
they're adults.
They're privy to their own.
Yeah, it's their first time out of their own.
It's their first time out of their own. They have the right to be their own human being, which they find amazing. But it's also scary because they have no experience doing the right or wrong thing, even if it's to their own negative benefit or their own negative, like, downfall.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And then the whole sports thing, too. I mean,
yeah, sports coming back.
Yeah, because now there's a thing where it's like, people who are doing online school, they're trying to ban them from being able to do sports, like, at school. True. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I mean, I kind of get that to an extent, but it's, like, at the same time, it's, like, just, like...
It's, like, if the school won't allow you to come in for classes, it makes sense that they wouldn't allow you to come in also for contact sports, which most sports are contact sports. There's very rarely, like, no one does fucking... What is it? Most sports are not contact sports.
The only ones that aren't like tennis or like...
Tennis aren't contact.
But volleyball, sort of.
Yeah.
Baseball, kind of. I mean, like, those are like very non-contact. I mean, then you have obviously on the other end, basketball, football, soccer.
Wrestling, too.
Obviously.
On track to come back, regular or even slightly delayed times, which is a very contact sport.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but... Yes, but, oh man. And you know what's crazy about the coronavirus? It's like, because it's been going on for so long, it's like completely changed how like everything I do. Like, when I walk into like a store now, I'm like intentionally avoiding people. Like, if someone's like about to go like through an aisle, like I'm moving back to the side. I'm giving them like 6 feet. It's like, a year ago, I'm just walking right next to them. I'm walking right behind them. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy how much the coronavirus has changed. Like, now I'm starting to, like, use hand sanitizer every time I have a chance.
Yeah. Wearing masks is completely, like, normal now.
I remember, like...
A few, 4 or 5 months ago, it was like, why the fuck are you wearing a mask?
You see a mask, and it's, like, the weirdest thing. You're like, what is going on?
Are you trying to, like, do something? Like, why are you wearing a mask? It's weird.
Yeah.
But now it's an accepted norm. Avoiding people, like, wearing a mask, not talking at all, trying not to touch other people... Which could be considered antisocial, but, you know, now is, like, a good thing because, understandably, it spreads the disease less, at least contact-wise.
And now And now it's weird, like, if you see someone without a mask. Like, if you're in a store and you see someone, it's like, that's weird.
It's like, why aren't you wearing a mask? You know, even if it's, like, slight benefits, the benefits it gives.
Yeah, and, like, handshakes are, like, completely out now. Like,
yeah, it's like I fist bump and elbow bump.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Like, are they ever going to come back? Like, people are saying that, like, things that we did before coronavirus are going to, like, go away. Like, blowing out candles and stuff, they think are going to go away because, like, of that. They say, like, trying on certain clothes, like, buffets are going to go away. Yeah, like, at least in the way they're made. Like, they're, like, thinking, like, if there is going to be buffets, it's, like, you have to go up. They, like, plate the food for you. Because, like, if you think about it, you go to, like, a buffet and you, like, touch stuff.
Tons of people touch those handles.
It's, like, I can't imagine going to a buffet anymore. Like, it's a very big turnoff.
I'm honestly hungry as fuck all the time, so I still want to go to buffets. But speaking from, like, a logical standpoint, yes. So many people touch those handles, and most places... that are buffets are lower end, of course. They're catering to the most people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the service there will be lower. So, touching handles, like, they won't clean them as much.
Yeah,
and all that. And even now, I bet if I went to a buffet, I would think twice about grabbing something. Like, I want to get some of this. But, I don't want to touch that. So, I might pull my shirt up and hold it with my shirt or something.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I go to the gas station, when I get gas... I'm, like, really sketched to, like, touch, like, the pump.
You second think
touch. Yeah, and, like, touching doors when I go in, I always try to use my shirt to, like, open the door and stuff. It's just,
like use your elbow or something. Yeah. Or it's just completely different.
And it's, like, it's crazy because I saw, like, a stat. It's, like, you touch your face, like, 1,000, like, 3 times a minute, which is, like, 1,000 times a day or something like that.
I can attest to
it. And it makes sense. It's, like, it literally takes one time for you to get it. And the thing is, like, yeah, sure, we won't get it, but, like, I get it bad, most likely, but it's like, what about our family and stuff?
What about someone else who's older or who's more susceptible
to virus? Even to people who, like, are listening to this and, like, I don't really care about that. Think about it this way. If you get it, you gotta sit in your house for 14 days and do nothing. Yeah. So, at one point, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I don't really care if I get coronavirus. I'm thinking about it, I'm like, if I get the coronavirus, I just got to sit in my house for 14 days straight. I can't go anywhere. I can't. You literally have to just stay in your room. Yeah, like, you can't go anywhere. Which, hopefully,
you have some sort of entertainment.
Well, I'm sure you do.
But, like, if you don't, or if your entertainment is, like, very in the moment, you're completely fucked. Because I've felt moments of, like, whole days going just completely, like, I'm dying bored. Like, I'll run out the house and go to someone's house. I don't care. And that's just the worst feeling.
But, like, to just know that you literally can't leave is just insane. I mean, you've seen the, I don't know if you guys seen the meme, but there's a meme going around where it's like people before coronavirus, and it's like people sitting on their couch with like their phones and stuff, and it's like people during coronavirus, and they're all like biking outside and everything, mm-hmm. like actually going out, not doing what they're supposed to. And it's mm-hmm. the whole idea is like, you're fine, like you might be fine with sitting in your room for 14 days
straight doing whatever
you want. When it's your choice, yeah. But it's when you, when people make you do it, mm-hmm. it's terrible.
Because honestly, wearing a mask because you choose to, because honestly at this point, it's whether you choose to wear a mask is better than sitting at your house because you're legally responsible to sit in your house.
Oh yeah, they're putting big fines out. I saw a guy. Yeah.
I've seen the party that like someone threw, and someone called the cops on the party, and the party got shut down because of coronavirus.
Yeah, there was a guy in Hawaii that he was supposed to be in like a 14-day quarantine. Instead, he went out on the beach and was like taking pictures. They saw his like Instagram, fined him $5,000 for that. Like, which it's like
a lot of fucking money.
A lot of money, yeah. 5K is a lot for a lot of people. I mean, it's a lot for anybody, but like for some people, that's like a
that was a life saving.
Yeah, it's affects like a
whole setback, or you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's obviously not a joke, and you know, I mean, sure, I mean, we're kids, and sure, we think we can make it safe, but it's like at this point, we just gotta be like, you know, be safe. And I mean, this kind of this podcast was more just like kind of like a public. This was like our, this was us like trying to do our job of like making sure, you know, people.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a get to like know us, but like getting to know like our opinion is also a big part of getting to know us. And if it's your job to like not care about yourself for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes a day, that's enough of a sacrifice to make sure that like other people are safe. Because honestly, if you can't not think about yourself and, oh, how uncomfortable this fucking mask is for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes spread out throughout a day, what the fuck are you doing?
Man.
That's just me. Like, it's, I give hours of my life not caring what the fuck my body feels or my mind feels, and giving myself to somebody, not somebody else, but like to a team or
like a score,
to
an
establishment
yeah.
or to a score, to a win. It's
you can.
It's
go
honestly not that hard, because when your body says no, it's really not that hard to say, just keep fucking going.
No, that's just like privilege at that point, to really be like, I can't wear a mask. Oh, it does this. Like, you just stay home then. Like, I don't get that. And the whole thing about like getting to know us, you'll get to know us in these stories.
Yeah,
I mean,
these stories.
These are just intro things. Just us trying to, you know, figure out what we want to do, what we want to talk about. But it's like, we have good stories. We're gonna have people on that. Can mm-hmm. tell us some funny stories.
Yeah,
and
funny.
I mean, I'm sure there's people, there's going to be people that are going to be in the comments. I don't know if there's comments or not, but be like, oh, well, you guys think you're so cool, but I've done 10 times worse. And you know, well,
fuck it. Like,
well, you know what they always say? There's always somebody who's done bigger, better, worse. You know what I'm saying? But you know, for a lot of people going into like middle school, high school, it's like, they don't know what to do. And I mean, I remember, I think this is something more you can attest to about. Gee. You, I know, you're in, kind of just in general an awkward person.
Yeah,
I mean, you admit to that.
My ass was like, I have ADHD, which makes me, like, bounce off the walls and not know what to think. And that makes me not be able to, like, socialize with people well. And going into high school, I was like, fuck, I can't be socially awkward, but that's just who I am. I can't change that. So, what to say, to know what to do, to know when to go out or not to go out is really hard for me. So like, if I were to get some advice, it'd be really helpful.
And you don't even have to listen to it. I mean, you don't even have to like follow the advice. Just give it a
fucking
chance.
Just listen to it and be like, okay,
I can tell you
another point yes, another point no.
Yeah, it's like, and I mean, like, I'm not telling you got to listen to us, but I'm just saying, I think we can both agree, we're not even done with high school yet.
We're literally in the shit.
We've had a great high school, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not going to lie.
Like,
I enjoyed
it. If I could do high school over again, I would change very little. There's very little.
I would actually go out more.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't, this is the thing. Like, so many seniors will graduate and they'll tell you, I was talking to a senior and he's like, one of the things I would tell you is just gotta go out. You only go to high school once.
Yeah, you only go to high school
once. You don't want to be that kid that's like, oh, I'm just gonna stay in this day because I don't feel like it, or I got a homework and stuff. Like, yeah, okay, obviously do your work and stuff, but like, you're only getting one chance. That party, that hang out with the friends, that beach day.
It may not be that amazing, but like, you still get the experience.
And the thing is, it's like, that may never happen again. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you miss one thing. I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about like fear missing out. Like, obviously, like, that's not like a great thing. Yeah. But like, don't be the guy that's like sitting around doing nothing instead of going out with people. Like, people nowadays are so like in like, stuck on like electronics and like phones and stuff. They sit, like, I know this one girl goes to a party, sits on her phone the entire time, and it's like, why are you talking to like 20 people on your phone
who are a mile or more away?
Yeah, when there's 20 people in the room that you could be talking to. Who want to talk to you
or fine with talking to you.
It's like, if you're just going to sit there on your phone, just go home. Like, you're not contributing to the vibe at all.
And honestly, take this advice from someone who is the person. Honestly, like, take from Gideon. I'm the person who, like, most times when I get asked to hang out, I'm like, nah, I don't really feeling that. But then when I'm sitting there in my bed on my phone doing absolutely buttfuck nothing, I'm like, fuck, I wish I was there. The worst feeling is, I wish I was there.
Yeah, you gotta just take that. Well, especially when you had the choice to go. Obviously, like, if you have to do something and you can't go, like, don't be like, oh. Like, there's some people who, like, they have to be at everything, which obviously there's like radical stuff to both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you have the chance to go and you really back it and you really like say no just to sit in your room, then there's like a problem. You know what I'm saying?
There's no point. If like the one hurdle is like a small hurdle, like fuck,
I'm gonna drive there
instead, or fuck, I might have to ask my friend for a solid, like. I know it sounds like a big thing at that moment, but once you get there, you'll totally forget about it. You'll have a great time, and it'll be completely worth it because it'll be another story to tell.
And this thing is, like, if your friends are asking you to come, like, this is the thing. People got to realize this is, like, if someone asks you to come and you tell them no, they're just going to eventually stop asking, and then you're going to lose that chance. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, you may be like, yeah, I don't really want to go this time, but it's like, people are just going to be like, okay, they always say no, so why do I keep asking? Why am I still their friend? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just in general, like, you're going to hear some stories about some crazy stuff, and I'm just telling you, if I get that text saying,
no,
hey, Gideon, do you want to go do this? And I said no, and I missed that night, what my life is built on, you know what I'm saying? What I've learned from my life would be less. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I would have to learn later in life. Like, I'm so happy that the things that have happened to me have happened to me. That way, like, you know what I'm saying? That I know. I mean, obviously, I'm still young, but it's, like, I feel so much more, like, solid, secure in, like, who I am and, like, what I've done because of the things I've gone through. And it's, like, people just need to go through those kind of experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to episode 2 now.
Yeah.
I mean, the first two episodes have been pretty different. And
yeah.
They're going to keep being random. And I mean, some of them you may not like. Some of them you might like.
If you vibe with it, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't. Listening.
Because, like, honestly, at this point, we're still the high schoolers just in the shit. We're still the ones experiencing the shit. This isn't like, oh, we're 35 and fuck it. Let's bring some old memories back.
Yeah,
and we're just like, trying to reminisce or nostalgia.
Or we're like those people trying to relate with you. Like, I hate those people.
Okay, as of this date, I'm 18. This boy across me is 17.
Like, we're in that.
We're in the middle of this, and we're still telling you this. This isn't your dad or your grandfather or whatever.
Like,
or your uncle. Like, oh, when I was a boy. No. This is legit high schooler. So if
2020.
If your friend is asking you right now, hey, there's a party right now. I can pick you. Especially if they say, I can pick you up.
They obviously want you to go. Cut this podcast
right now. Go to the fucking party. Because I bet you, even if it's not the greatest party you've ever been to, it's still a good experience.
No, absolutely.
It's still worth it. Because in the end of the day, you're going to be older at one point, and you're going to want to remember these moments. You're going to want to remember these moments, and you're going to want to say to your kids that you had a good time in high school and that they can also make it through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not going to be some sad shit.
All right, well, this was episode 2 of the Roundtable Talks. If you like it, give it some love on something. I don't know, whatever.
Like, comment, subscribe.
I don't know if any of that's on this thing, but, you know.
If you're on Spotify, Apple Music.
Follow it. Give it a heart. Share it with your friends. Make fun of us. Right, throw us on your, like, screenshot it, put on your story. Be like, these kids, dumb as fuck. Who they think they are. You know what I'm saying? Just throw us some vibes, you know, good or bad. You know, we're just chilling.
Dap us up in a negative or a positive energy. Yeah,
and so, as you know, this is Gids. This is
Leo.
And we'll see you episode 3, hopefully soon. Peace.